Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Hossenwinkle of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association has articulated to state and federal decision makers its opposition to the proposed Mauda Hay National Monument, which would encompass nearly 140,000 acres on 11 designated areas of the Dakota Prairie Grasslands in western North Dakota between the north and south units of the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. The proposal is for the presidential proclamation under the Antiquities Act of 1906 that would permanently conserve this area in the North Dakota Badlands. If the Mauda Hay becomes a national monument, it'd be the first of its kind in the state. The NDSA has a long-standing policy calling for the abolishment of the Antiquities Act. The organization's policy underscores the inappropriateness of the president having the ability to unilaterally make such decisions without the input or support of Congress or the people who are most directly affected by the designations, and speaks to the potential for limits on federal grazing and increased safety concerns due to diminished ability to respond to wildfires. NDSA President Randy Schmidt explained, "The beauty, history, productivity, and economic significance of this area is something everyone can agree upon. But those features are supported, not impaired, by the area's current structure and multiple uses, including grazing. A federal monument designation would come with the strings attached that would forever alter the landscape and the local communities. A proposal like this would have long-lasting implications, and it is unimaginable to think it could take place with a simple stroke of a pen and without permission from Congress or engaging the stakeholders who would directly be affected." Legislators were in Bismarck last week for the organizational session, preparing for the 69th North Dakota Legislative Assembly, which will begin on January 7th. In addition to training, information technology setup, rule adoption, and seated assignments, the agenda included naming the committees for the upcoming year. Rest assured, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association will be at the Capitol every day when the session begins, representing beef producers in North Dakota. Application nomination forms are available for the North Dakota Stockmen's Association and North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation out of the Ashes Wildfire Disaster Relief Program. The groups teamed up to support the state's cattle ranchers who suffered severe losses in the wildfires that ignited across North Dakota last month. Livestock industry losses include pasture, hay, stored fences, buildings, farmsteads, and livestock. The Out of the Ashes Wildfire Disaster Relief Program will help cattlemen and cattlewomen offset those losses and those that are sure to linger even after the last flame was put out. The NDSA and NDSF kickstarted the fund with their own $50,000 contribution and invited others to join them. 100% of the money raised will be distributed to producers in need through the application nomination process. Producers can download application forms from www.ndstockman.org. Nomination forms can also be found there. Nomination forms can be submitted for the names and information of individuals who could use a helping hand but may not apply for assistance themselves. Application and nomination forms can be dropped off or mailed to the Out of the Ashes Wildfire Disaster Relief Program at the North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation in Bismarck. The submission deadline is January 10th. For 95 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Hossenwinkle signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.